like a good goal. Somebody I knew had done it, and I achieved it, actually a few months before my 36th birthday. The key differences for the second goal was that I actually believed I could achieve it, and I had a plan to do it. And honestly, the biggest difference was that I worked on my money blocks using this amazing set of tools that decluttered any fear or resistance I had to making it happen, which, oh my God, I had a lot of. Each time I increased my income, I went back to step one of my money manifesting formula because, once again, there's always more to learn. And I want you to hear this, though. I didn't do any advanced strategies. I just did the same stuff you're reading about in this book, that which I teach on my money bootcamp. There's not going to be a second money book like Get Richer, Lucky Bitchier, in where I tell you the real secret to making $1 million. It would be the exact same book as this one. It would just be just forgive more or just do what I told you the first time. So stop thinking there's a silver bullet or something else that you don't know or a test you must pass to be worthy. The basics work if you're consistent. And Susie Orman says, money is such an amazing teacher. What you choose to do with your money shows whether you are truly powerful or powerless. When I first ran my money bootcamp, I thought the information in it would only be valuable to people who were really struggling to earn good money. What I realized is that the lessons are the same at every level of income. I was shocked to see women who were earning six figures and being very close to millionaires who still wanted to work on this stuff. For some reason, I thought that at some point there would be no more to learn. Big mistake. Let me just say it again. There's always more to learn, and it doesn't mean that you're stupid, slow, or unworthy. It's just the journey. So when women started joining my boot camp, it was interesting that even though they were at all different stages of wealth, they all still thought that the exercises were transformational, the same exercises. Some people were in crisis mode and hearing it for the first time. Others just wanted to try out a new technique to go to the next level of abundance. The women who were already successful knew the power of goal setting and also knew that there's always more to learn about themselves. And now that I'm in a mastermind with other millionaire women, I see that they're working on the same mindset stuff too. They're still doing the basics, working on their blocks, setting new goals, etc. And at this point in your journey to getting rich, you might be starting to get frustrated if actual money hasn't shown up for you. After all, you've been decluttering like crazy and you've set a massive goal, but nothing's shown up. And then you're like, where's my cash, mofo? So remember to keep tracking. Keep an eye out for symbols like little coins or pictures of money. Notice too how much stuff you get for free. These are usually signs to the universe that the money is on its way. But that could still leave you wondering, why hasn't it come? You might even be manifesting extra bills. And this sucks, but trust me, it's happening for a reason. It's though everything in your life that isn't aligned to money is bubbling up to the surface. All your past mistakes or bad habits around money are showing up. This is exactly like when you start to take care of your skin and you suddenly get a temporary breakout. You might think it's a shitty reward for being so virtuous, but it's happening because you're uncovering all the crap under the surface. Don't give up. It's better out than in. This temporary crap fest or money drought can often be cured by specificity. Money loves clarity. The universe is the most loyal and enthusiastic dog in the world. It wants to serve you, but you've got to tell it what you want. I saw this great documentary once about this incredibly well-trained dog that could identify thousands of different items. Her owner scattered at least 100 different toys randomly around her live stage and then asked the dog to fetch things, like bring the parrot, good girl, now bring the rooster. And the dog bounded around the stage to collect the items and only got one thing wrong out of 100. It was the most fun game ever for that dog. She loved being of service. Now, imagine that the universe is like that dog. It's sitting there waiting with its tail wagging, expecting an instruction. As soon as you say the word, it will rush around, find what you want, and bring it to you. It might not happen instantaneously, but the more you train the universe to serve you, the faster it will happen. My 6 months all expenses paid trip took 6 months to manifest, but I've also manifested large sums of money within 24 hours. My dream house on the beach took 7 years and lots of almost right houses. When your manifesting muscles are well trained, it's easy, but it's not permanent. It requires daily action, which includes goal setting. Back to the dog analogy. You don't train a dog to that level of obedience with just one training session, after which you give up because you don't feel like it anymore. It can take days, weeks, months, and even years of repetitive training, repetitive commands, and lots of positive reinforcement for the dog to learn different skills. You can't just say to it, just bring me the thing. You know the thing. You know what I'm talking about. Surprise me. Imagine the dog cocking its head and thinking, what are you talking about? What do you want? Be specific and I'll bring it right now. So train the universe by repeating your goals daily and acknowledge the universe by tracking your money daily. It could feel tedious and unrewarding at first, which is why most people aren't outrageously successful. They simply don't have the patience to continue. I've had many goals that I've abandoned because I wasn't willing to put in the work, so I gave up. And by work, I mean the daily commitment to making that goal happen on a practical and metaphysical level. I told you I'd be honest, and this sounds harsh, but not everyone's going to be rich. Most people say they want to be rich, but ask them their goals and they have no idea. Ask them to do forgiveness work and they say it's too hard or unnecessary. I tried that once and it didn't work. That's what they'll say. Ask them 10 things they could do to earn money right now and they say, oh, I don't know, I can't think of anything. They'll just buy a lottery ticket instead. Our community of lucky bees are different. We each take responsibility for our money. We're always looking for what we can do next and we strive to get even clearer on what we want. So when you feel frustrated, make sure you've given your money something very specific to flow to and make sure you have at least one goal written down. I have my list scattered all over the place in old diaries and on scrap paper, and it's fun to find them months or even years later and realize I can tick them off. Make sure you put a date on each list so you can see how far you've come. Remember, it doesn't have to be perfect. Just do it. Paper and ink are essentially free, so you're not wasting anything. And if you screw it up, start again. This isn't a one-shot deal. The sooner you can define what you want, the quicker the universe will deliver it to you. Trust me. As you write down your goals, imagine that you have a magic pen and everything you write on your paper with it is going to come true in the next 6 months. How cool would that be? Sometimes when I'm doing this exercise at a workshop, I'll have people who sit there and stare into the distance, not knowing what they want. If that happens to you, just put your pen to the paper and see what comes out. Sometimes if you write just one random thing, more ideas will flood to you. Don't overthink it. Just write. What do you want to be doing? Where do you want to be living? What do you want to have in your life over the next year? Doing this exercise regularly always keeps your goals in the front of your mind. It's like creating a dream board, but with words. Try not to limit or moderate yourself, even if your dream is to own a $1 million house and you have no idea how it would happen. Dreaming is free. Okay, let me tell you an awesome story about the power of dreaming and why it's important to write your goals out regularly. A few years ago, one of my goals was to buy a multi-million-dollar house overlooking the ocean. And I wrote this on my goal list so many times, and I used all of the tools I give you in this book. I even had the exact house picked out. I visited it all the time, pretending to drive up as if it was already mine. I had a picture of it as my iPhone screensaver, and I used the street name as my password. Now, the weird thing is that we knew the guy who bought the house next door, and I felt like that was a sign from the universe because suddenly I was just two steps removed from it. I was starting to get impatient, so I made a tiny tweak to my goal, one that was entirely unintentional but changed my life. One day, I realized that I was writing live in a multi-million-dollar house rather than my usual buy a multi-million-dollar house. Without realizing, I sent a different intention into the universe, which created a completely different chain of events. You see, when you declare a big intention, the universe sets off like that enthusiastic dog to fetch it for you. If your intention is a big goal, it requires lots of subtle changes to make it happen, Imagine a complicated set of cogs and wheels working behind the scenes. Although you don't see anything changing, things do move, even if it's slow at first. However, I'd been spending more time on the how than the what. I felt like it wouldn't count if we just rented a great house, but that was a block I had to clear. I realized that I wanted the experience of living abundantly, and I actually really didn't care if I owned the house or not. When I focused my attention instead of actually living in a multi-million dollar house, my brain stopped worrying about house deposits, credit scores, and interest rates, and it came up with much more creative solutions instead. And I realized that because interest rates were quite high at the time, it would be cheaper to rent than to buy. So Mark and I set out to find our dream house. It only took us 6 weeks from changing my intention and tweaking my goal setting to actually living in a million-dollar penthouse apartment overlooking the water. The rent was about the same as a mortgage would have been on a house the quarter of its value. We didn't have to save for years, we didn't have to pay closing costs, and there were no long-term commitments. And no, I didn't own the house, but I also didn't have to worry about repairs, rates, or market value either. For us, it was the ultimate instant gratification solution, and it came from changing just one word on my goal list. Powerful stuff. And here's a really weird follow-up to this story. A few years later, we went to an open house inspection for a completely different house that we loved, but we weren't in the position to buy. And guess who bought that house? The same guy who lived next door to our old dream house. But it felt like we were getting closer. Fast forward a few years later, and we bought a house in that dream street, just 2 doors up from that original dream house. I never lost sight of that goal, and I wrote it down for years before that money showed up. It's actually really not uncommon to see other people manifest exactly what you want for yourself. That's why I wasn't too bothered that our houses were being taken by someone else. I just knew it was a sign that it was getting closer for us and the universe was showing us that it was possible. Remember, I'm not a financial advisor. I can't tell you to rent instead of buying a house. You might also have a bit more patience than me because I'm totally an instant gratification type of girl. But if you have a similar goal, then look around and see what's out there. Find out exactly how much it would cost to live in your dream house. Give up specifying the hows and just dream it. This could actually apply to any of your goals. Whatever you want, you could get it much quicker than you think is possible if you're willing to change the rules about how you could get it and open up to the universe's creative possibilities. I knew that I couldn't get to the next level of income in our first apartment. It was too small and old. My office was this tiny box room. It was time to graduate from that place to something spectacular. The energy wouldn't have been right with my clients. And even though they couldn't see where I was working, it felt like a symbolic leap forward and a massive upgrade. When we were walking around that penthouse, I could see myself living there and growing my business. Mark kept trying to catch my eye to mouth, "Don't even think about it." But remember the story with the clothes shop? This time I mouthed back, "Trust me," and I made it happen. The hilarious thing is, as soon as we made the decision to upgrade to the penthouse, my income practically doubled overnight. Even Mark's income increased. I had my best month ever after living in that apartment for just 4 weeks, and the following month was even better. We realized that we could more than afford it when we looked at the actual price instead of daydreaming about it. Since then, we've lived in lots of lovely houses, and trust me, it makes such a difference to your manifesting ability to be surrounded by beauty. More on that in the next step of the manifesting formula. And honestly, that simple goal setting process sparked off everything. Being open to regular goal setting and then tweaking the way I wrote my goals changed everything. Sometimes the universe has more creative ways to give you what you want. So don't get hung up on how you'll manifest your goals. Your job right now is just to clarify them and declutter any fears that surface. Getting goal setting right. Remember that none of the dreams you write down are set in stone. You can always change them or let them evolve over time. Having specific goals just trains the universe to serve you. Some women put off writing their goals or taking any action because of fear of getting it wrong. One of my clients, Georgia, told me she procrastinated doing her list because she thought she only had one chance at it and she didn't want to mess it up. If this is the case for you, ask yourself what the worst thing that could really happen. Use up a bit of paper. No big deal. Nobody is going to die. Even if you use your fanciest linen paper notebook and the most expensive fountain pen, it still doesn't matter if you screw it up. Just start again. I've completely messed up the first page in a new journal, terrifying for a Virgo, and just ripped it out and started again. No big deal. Again, nobody died. Like farts, goals are better out than in. So stop bottling them up and release them out into the world. Remember that the magic is in the repetition, not how nice it's going to look on the paper. You don't have to laminate the paper, and perfect calligraphy won't manifest your goals quicker either. Now, fears are really common when you start to set bigger goals than normal. What will separate you from the average person is how quickly you recognize the fear, declutter it, and move on. It's okay to work on your list over time to refine it, perfect it, and change it. It will no doubt evolve as you work towards living your version of a first-class life. Remember, the difference between a millionaire and a billionaire is that the billionaire writes her goals down twice a day. So just do it now. It's easy to justify to ourselves why we can't have what we want. We get fixated on why we can't have outrageous success and we restrict ourselves to a little box. I've done it myself too, but honestly, every reason you have for why you can't be rich is a BS excuse and nothing more. I told myself I couldn't be rich for all sorts of random reasons. I was too short, 5'4", not short, not pretty enough, not skinny enough, not well educated enough, Australian, from a single parent family, I'm a woman, I've got a big butt, whatever, don't laugh. Your excuses are probably pretty silly and irrational too. Too old, too young, too something. You know who else is my height, by the way? Madonna. But seriously, that was one of my excuses. If only I was a little taller. No, I call bullshit on that. You can only make those big leaps in income by ripping apart the box that you've put yourself in. And yes, you're the only one who put yourself there. The label that says, I can only earn this and no more, is self-imposed. If you think 100K is out of reach right now or that you'll never reach $1 million, that's exactly what will happen. You don't need to know exactly how you'll get there right now. Just allow yourself to dream it and become a ruthless declutterer of every negative self-belief standing in your way. Be aware of the labels you've put on yourself, thinking that you have to wait until you're the perfect weight or more organized or whatever until you're allowed to be rich. I recently had a boot camper tell me that she needed to take a writing course as her next step, despite the fact she already had a really popular blog. Thousands of people read her blog every day, but she was self-conscious about her writing style, and apparently that's why she couldn't make money. It wasn't true, of course. She was just using it as an excuse. It was a minor distraction and a delaying tactic that we both recognized straight away. It was totally made up crap. Stop making excuses and allow yourself to make money. When I started my business, I remember thinking I should get elocution lessons before I became successful, just in case people didn't like my voice. Seriously, I even asked my coach about it and she laughed at me. What a dumb shit excuse. It was definitely a creative procrastination tactic rather than a serious business strategy. I've heard the same thing from many other women too, especially if English isn't their first language. Spoiler alert. Some people won't like your accent, but that's true no matter where you come from, because it's statistically impossible that 100% of people will love everything you do. It doesn't matter though. It can only stop you making money if you believe that it will. So what excuses are you using? Give yourself permission to be rich now. Some women live their lives back to front. They want the money first so they can do what they want. Then they'll be the person they've always wanted to be. They'll be happier, less worried, and finally, perfect. It actually works the other way around in reality. If you let yourself be who you already are, money will just enhance that. It will give you the freedom to do what you want and have anything your heart desires. It's actually more important in the short term to feel rich before you can be rich. Otherwise, how rich is rich enough to give yourself permission to feel good? How will you know when to stop accumulating money and start enjoying it? When are you allowed to be happy? If I were to tell you my actual income right now, some of you would be impressed, some would be intimidated, and some would be like, is that all? My barometer of financial success is that I feel rich. I have enough money to travel and live the life I want to. I keep the actual figure to myself. And yes, I earn a lot, but I'm still motivated to strive for new goals because I want to be a hell of a lot richer. You can aim to be better and still feel good about where you are now. A few years ago, I went to Marie Forleo's Rich, Happy and Hot event in New York, where I was really inspired by the headline speaker. A young woman came up to the microphone and said, I'm doing really well in my business, but it's never enough. I grew up poor and now I feel like I have to hustle all the time. I'm worried that I'll never be happy with what I've got. And the speaker's answer blew my mind. He said, nothing will ever feed the poverty of your own soul. Basically, his message was, you're right. It will never be enough if you believe that. And I was like, oh my God, so money won't make everything better? Sorry, but no, money is just a tool. And remember, money itself doesn't cure money blocks. You have to decide now that you're enough. You're smart enough, pretty enough, clever enough, and ready enough. You can be richer starting today if you're brave enough to define exactly what you want. I find that my own income is rapidly rising now because I'm finally being true to who I am and I know what I want. Honestly, money doesn't really define me and I'm constantly surprised about how I'm a completely different rich person than I thought I would be. I'm pretty much exactly the same person inside, but I've become more of who I really am. It feels more authentic. I used to try to be nice to everyone. Remember my family motto? It's nice to be important, but it's important to be nice. When I started to become more of who I already was inside, not everyone loved it. My best friend broke up with me saying, you've changed and I don't like the person you've become. And I was like, happy, fulfilled, on purpose? Okay. I started being bolder in my messages on stage and in social media. Not because I thought it was trendy, because actually I'd been hiding before. Using the word bitch got me a lot of unfollows. I had a few people send me feedback that my occasional swearing bothered them and they didn't want to read my blog posts anymore. And yes, it hurt a little bit, but honestly, being more authentic felt better. I didn't quite tell them to F off, but I didn't worry too much about the feedback either. It was their opinion and they could always find someone else to hang out with. I was sorry that they didn't like it, but they could always find heaps of other non-swearing books about money. By the way, go check out my one-star reviews on Amazon if you want to feel good about your first hater. I also had someone send me a lecture because I used the word vagina in a tweet. They said it wasn't professional and that I'd probably lose followers. They framed it as very sensible advice that was in my best interests, and I almost took it on board. Then I met S.J. Tierney, the author of The Vagina Buffet, and one of my very early coaching clients. Her book uses the word vagina a million times, and it's awesome. And by the way, vagina isn't a swear word. I also had my chiropractor, who's like a 55-year-old man, tell me that I should change the name of my company because it implied that I felt like I was better than everyone else. And I almost took that on board too, even though he's pretty much the opposite of my target market. And why was I getting business advice from a chiropractor anyway? Perhaps it's because, like most people, when I was at the start of my journey, I was vulnerable to other people's opinions on my goals, on my ability, on my potential. Most women don't trust that they can be wealthy without changing who they are. They think they'll have to be better somehow. And that's why they take advice, even completely unsolicited, from other people. You might think that you can't be successful and still be you, but again, why not you? Yes, even with all of your flaws, why not you? Why can't you be the first? Nobody can tell you to change who you are inside because that's where your wealth comes from. There's always going to be someone who loves you exactly as you are and someone who hates everything about you, although not as many as you fear. The only thing you can do is to be authentic to who you want to be. So who do you want to be? I've always wanted to be wealthy. I now know, however, that the reason I didn't hit my goal of being a millionaire by 30 is that I was trying to do things that weren't in alignment with who I am. My first ebook was titled Internet Dating Tips for Men, and I was a little embarrassed about it. I didn't want to tell people about it, so of course it wasn't that successful. If I'd been passionate about it, I would have been happy to put more of my time and effort into promoting it, talking about it, and pitching it. Maybe it would have been more of a success. But because it wasn't really me, it died a slow death. I spent most of my 20s doing a bunch of random jobs. I did a medical experiment to pay for my university tuition. I did commission-only sales in supermarkets. I did telesales. I even worked for a phone sex company for 6 months. I understand why I did it at the time, and back then I thought it was hilarious, but I'm sad now that I didn't believe I could use my talents in better ways for a paycheck. The truth is, I'm a born leader and teacher. I've been doing this for a long time, but I've mostly been unpaid or underpaid. I had the skills to do what I'm doing now in my early 20s, but I just wasn't being true to myself. Because of that, I wasted my time in jobs that made me feel awful and didn't even bring in the big bucks that I wanted. And honestly, I didn't even believe that I deserved those bucks. If I'd followed my dreams and dedicated myself to being a coach, an author, mentor, I would have become a millionaire much earlier. And I know that 35 is still young to become a millionaire. But honestly though, most of the lessons I had to learn have come with maturity and experience. And back then, I wasn't ready to do my forgiveness work. I didn't realize how many blocks I was living with each day. If you're like most women, you really do know deep down what you want to do. It's probably always been there in your childhood. You just have emotional stuff in the way. When you clear that stuff, you give yourself permission to earn ways in an easy, safe, and beautiful way. I know now that money just enhances who you are. You don't have to change yourself fundamentally to get it. Katharine Hepburn says, if you're given a choice between money and sex appeal, take the money. As you get older, the money will become your sex appeal. And yes, it's safe for you to be rich and sexy. So define what wealth really means to you. As you start to refine your goal list, you'll build a detailed picture of what you really desire in your life. You'll see this happening especially as you do the decluttering work, because you'll give yourself permission to want what's truly important to you instead of wanting your idea of what a rich person would have. Being wealthy means very different things for different people. You might not want a Jaguar or a BMW or even to be a millionaire. You might just want to have peace of mind and to be happy. If so, that's cool. But you need to define what peace of mind actually looks for you, because it's too vague to be a useful goal. A goal like, I want more time, can't manifest because everyone has the exact same amount of time in their day. The universe can't give that to you, so it's a waste of goal-setting energy. So let's break it down. Think about a goal like, I want to have more time with my kids. What does that look like to you? Do you want to spend a whole Saturday with them, or do you literally want to spend all day, every day with them? Think about what needs to happen for you to be able to spend an extra 2 hours a day with your kids. Maybe it means you need to get a cleaner, hire an assistant in your business, or have a certain amount of money coming in so the bills get paid without worry. Maybe you just want to be there for mealtimes or bedtimes. Get specific. I set a goal 1 year to have more fun because I can easily become an antisocial hermit, but I knew I had to get more specific. So I came up with some simple things that sounded fun to me, like try pole dancing classes, make a dance video for my business, be involved in a flash mob, write a book about zombies called Lucky Pocket Itch. Okay, I didn't do most of these, but they sounded fun to me. So drill down into your vague goals so they become more specific. And this particularly applies to goals like be less stressed or have peace of mind. Be specific and choose just one thing that would cause you less stress, give you more peace of mind, or create more fun in your life. Just one thing. Groucho Marx once said, money frees you from doing things you dislike. Since I dislike doing nearly everything, money is handy. Maybe being wealthy means you can travel the world. Instead of just writing travel the world on your list though, Write down the places you want to visit. Maybe you want to spend a white Christmas drinking Glühwein in Germany, or visit Japan when the cherry blossoms are blooming, or go storm chasing in the USA in hurricane season. Personally, I'd like to swim with dolphins in Hawaii wearing a mermaid tail. Specific details like these will help you to build your vision into reality. Money is just a tool to help us get what we want. One of the most common things that women put on their list is to be a good mother, daughter, or wife and be happy in their relationships. And by the way, you can just decide that you're good enough or happy enough and be done with it, right? Getting these types of goals more concrete and clearly defined can be hard, but it can be done. One of my earliest boot campers and friends, writing coach Chris Emery, said that she wanted to be a better daughter to her parents. That's a nice goal on the surface, but it's virtually useless from a law of attraction perspective. Sorry, Chris. So I challenged her to get more specific and measurable about it. For example, she could call her parents more regularly or remember birthdays and send flowers. She realized, though, that she was holding herself back from what she really wanted to do. She said, if I was dreaming big and being honest with myself, I'd like to visit them more regularly. But I almost couldn't believe that it would happen, so I didn't put a flight to the UK once a year on my list. By setting this specific goal of flying home to visit her parents once a year, Chris had something positive to focus on and work towards. It's a much more concrete goal than her original one, and it's one that helps her achieve her overall aim of being a better daughter. But without being specific, you kind of have an impossible goal. How would you know when you've achieved it? Wouldn't you just always have this vague feeling of not being good enough? Chris's goal also now has a numerical figure on it. She knows roughly how much a flight to the UK will cost every year. So now the universe has something to work with. Instead of chasing a general desire to be better, she can now feel good about achieving a weekly phone call and a flight home once a year. If you still don't feel good enough after you've achieved your specific goals, you can dig deeper into some of your excuses. And Rita Davenport said, money isn't everything, but it ranks right up there with oxygen. You might feel resistance around doing this exercise, and that's completely normal. I believe the reluctance to take vague goals to the next level of specificity often comes from the fact that most goals sound nice in our heads, but feel like a drag in reality. Ask yourself how willing you are to make it happen in the real world. For example, do you really want to call your parents every day or spend every minute with your kids? No, probably not. Instead, pick something you can easily achieve so you feel like a winner. Otherwise, your goals become self-punishment. Achievement in little ways breeds more achievement in big ways, and money always follows good feelings. You know that saying, you can't buy happiness? Well, it's kind of true because happiness is a stupid, unquantifiable goal. You can buy a gorgeous teapot and fancy tea leaves that will make you feel happy for an afternoon. You can buy a new purse that will increase your happiness every time you use it. You can buy an hour to yourself by hiring a babysitter so you have time to do something that makes you feel happy. You can buy a day in a spa to feel relaxed. You can donate to money to charity and feel good all day. Money can create happiness, but happiness itself isn't a great goal because it's way too vague. Unless you can state what you want as a SMART goal, i.e. specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-bound, SMART, forget it and just let yourself off the hook. It's not necessary to be happy all the time to be an incredible manifester. Strive for consistency, not perfection. The Australian mattress company 40 Winks has a simple, shouty slogan. Get a better bed. It's short and to the point. And here's my version. Get a better goal. And I'm just going to randomly start shouting it at people. No more Miss Nice Girl. If you tell me your goal is to be happy, expect me to yell, get a better goal at you. Because seriously, girlfriend, get a better freaking goal. You can decide to be happy right now. It's just not specific enough. Remember the dog that's ready to fetch stuff for you? What if the dog's version of happiness is to bring you the toy donkey? And then it sits there all confused like, why aren't you happy? How can I make you happy? Do you want the turtle or the parrot? The universe is the same. Maybe you're getting sent all sorts of random stuff because you're just not getting specific enough. Get super specific about your goals and the universe will start arranging happy coincidences and synchronicities just for you, which is unbelievably awesome when it happens. If your goals are looking a little flaky, define what you need to achieve them. For example, get fitter as a goal could turn into being able to touch my toes, lose a dress size by June, being able to run on a treadmill for 5 minutes without stopping. Think of these as mini goals that will all add up to you attaining everything on your goal list or dream board. Plus, you'll feel like you're getting somewhere when you can actually define your progress. So break down that useless goal, like peace of mind, into tiny bite-sized chunks and the universe will run to help you and fetch what you need. How will you know? Well, you'll find a pole dancing flyer in the mail. You'll see a sale for flights back home. You'll even start to see the money manifest to pay for it all. Why? Because you've given the money something specific to flow to. You've essentially put a price tag on happiness. You can do this. Don't let your excuses derail your dreams. Remember when you were a little girl? Think back to the first magical time that you blew out your birthday candles or you wished upon a star. Take back the innocence and the belief that anything is possible because it is. It's your time and you're ready for the next step. Chapter summary. Your money goal is just a number, not a literal translation of your self-worth. Money loves clarity, so define what wealth means to you. Goal setting trains your brain to look for opportunities. You can't screw it up or get it perfect. Your excuses are total BS, but don't worry, everyone has them, so identify your biggest ones so you can clear them. The universe is waiting for instructions, so get specific. Otherwise, you'll get random stuff. And the last thing, get a better goal. Chapter 6, feel good about your money now. Maya Angelou said, "Stormy or sunny days, glorious or lonely nights, I maintain an attitude of gratitude. If I insist on being pessimistic, there's always tomorrow. Today, I am blessed." Feeling good about your money is more important than the size of your bank account. However, that's not always easy when the reality is less than spectacular. You might not believe me right now, but that's okay. I'm not going to lie. When you want to manifest a huge goal or breakthrough to a new income level, sometimes you have to put in 150%. It's going to take a lot of mindset shifts to get there. You can't just write down your goal once and expect the universe to completely rearrange itself for you. Truth time. Not everyone has the mental fortitude to continue through those temporary but highly inevitable bumps along the road to outrageous success. Sometimes this just feels like too much hard work, especially if you might not pull it off. Not everyone has the guts to keep going because trust me, it takes courage to be successful in life and business. Never forget how brave you are. Now, it's not hard work in the way that sweating down the mines or becoming a meth dealer is. It does require constant vigilance that the average person can't be bothered with though. But I know you're different. I know how much you want to be richer and I know that you're willing to study, learn, declutter and put in the work to make it happen no matter what. When I was manifesting my 6 months all expenses paid trip, I was super vigilant about my thoughts and actions. I really became the ultimate reverse paranoid because honestly, that's what it takes to manifest something out of the ordinary. Total self brainwashing. I had to live every part of my life as though I was about to go traveling on a great adventure. No room for doubt at all. What would happen if you decided to feel great about your money now, no matter what your current reality? If you allowed yourself to feel rich now? This doesn't require super intelligence, by the way. In fact, dumb, blissful ignorance would work best. You have to be willing to change your thoughts. People email me all the time to tell me their stories of being broke. And although they think they're asking for solutions, they're not really ready to hear any because they're so invested in their current situation. They believe that they're broke and they aren't willing to see the reality in any other way. Some people want the universe to shift and change for them, but they don't want to change their mental state now and believe something different can happen today. I'm telling them everything I'm telling you now. Go and forgive every bad financial mistake you've ever made. Find patterns to uncover your underlying beliefs around money. Write out your goals and then get more specific about them. These people will usually just write back and say, no, but how can I win the lottery? I'm like, ugh. They don't need to win the lottery. And even if they did, they would honestly blow it all. The only shortcut is actually doing the work, and 99% of that is mindset work. This is super, super important. You have to feel good about your money now, or you never will. If you don't try to feel wealthy now with what you have, you won't feel wealthy with $1 million. You'll just feel this vague dissatisfaction and then decide if you just had $1.1 million, then you'd be happy. Nope, probably not. That's why people who win the lottery usually lose it within 5 years. They aren't aligned to that level of wealth on the inside, and they haven't built up that energetic container to be able to deal with it. It's why the rich CEO works even harder and longer hours so he can get even richer. It's never enough. Remember, nothing will feed the poverty of your own soul. This wealth game is a mindset one, and that can be the hardest kind of game because nobody can solve the problem for you. Nothing external will fix it, not even more money. And Beyonce said, if everything was perfect, you would never learn and you would never grow. I know the feeling myself. Since I started in business, my income has grown drastically year on year, but that doesn't mean that all is perfect. My mindset challenges shift and change, but they're still there. I have to remind myself that it's okay to feel safe and rich no matter what. I have to be vigilant in my thoughts, otherwise no matter how much money I make, I don't feel rich. And that's why I recommend starting to practice now, because feeling rich starts with your everyday thoughts and feelings, which means that you can start today. Seriously, you've almost got to brainwash yourself with as much positivity as possible and police yourself when it comes to verbalizing anything to the contrary. Here's what Sandy Forster, author of The Wildly Wealthy Fast book, has got to say about this. She said, watch your self-talk. When you share publicly and use a lot of words like desperate, don't know what to do, scared, give up, etc., then what must you be saying to yourself in your head 24 hours a day? Your self-talk and your feelings are what you create. Become conscious and very aware of what you're saying to yourself about money every single day, because that is your order for more of the same. When you shift your energy, your vibration, and your point of attraction, everything will change. Believe me, I know it. I've lived it and I've transformed it. I know it's possible for all of you too. If you give up and start to go back to your old negative ways of thinking and speaking, your money manifesting will stop working. Mine does too. You'll be cosmically and financially constipated. And we all know how that feels. Awful. Whatever you're thinking, dreaming, and doing is what you're going to get back tenfold. I am such an awesome manifester now that I have to be extra careful about my thoughts because I can manifest instantly when I'm in the zone. Things can literally show up almost instantly, so I have to be extremely vigilant. That kind of manifesting power can be used for good or bad. As you'll discover for yourself, it's a double-edged sword. Luckily, you can learn to make positivity your default mood so you can manifest good stuff instead of more drama. Remember though, I'm not perfect at this and you don't need to be either. I'm just a normal person. I like to moan at my husband sometimes. I love reading columnist Lainey Gossip for the latest Hollywood gossip. And sometimes I have a bad day and I just want to wallow in misery. But it doesn't last long because I know my income will be affected if I don't snap out of it quickly. This doesn't mean you have to become a Pollyanna or a robot who isn't allowed to feel bad occasionally. You're allowed to have PMS. You're allowed to have an off day as long as you pick yourself up and get straight back on the lucky bee manifesting train as soon as possible. The quickest way to feel rich now. Gratitude is the single greatest way to change your state from feeling of poverty and lack into one of feeling rich. Mark and I always acknowledge every lucky thing that happens to us, even if it's a parking spot outside the shops. We'll say out loud, ah, look at that, just for us. How lucky are we? In fact, being a lucky bitch isn't about being a bitch at all, and the lucky part isn't about bragging. Instead, it's totally about acknowledging your good fortune and feeling grateful for it. Remember that tracking your income is a great start, but then when you shift how you feel about it, you'll see amazing things happen. you'll attract more. You might see that you've only manifested money on 2 days out of five. When you send gratitude to that experience instead of blaming yourself, you're giving permission to the universe to send you more. Say to yourself, oh my God, you clever lucky bee, that's awesome. I can't wait to see what you do next week. In the healing modality Access Consciousness, there is a magic question. How can it get any better than this? And you don't ask it in a resigned or spoiled way, but with actual excitement and anticipation. Seriously, how can it get even better? Another way to feel rich right now is to cultivate gratitude before you go to bed. Before I go to sleep, I love listing out the things I'm grateful for. That sends me off to sleep with a feeling of abundance and wealth. So what's your hidden wealth that you're not even acknowledging? When I first searched around for unclaimed money in my life, I realized I had money accounts all over the place. I had superannuation retirement accounts that I'd completely forgotten about. I was holding myself back from claiming money from my US book sales because I was procrastinating over getting my US tax number. It was going to cost me a couple of $100s to get the tax sorted out, but the sales income was just sitting there waiting for me to claim it. I had uncashed checks sitting in my wallet. I had unclaimed insurance forms. I had clients who owed me money. All of this unclaimed and unacknowledged abundance was just sitting around waiting for me. No wonder my manifesting ability felt stagnant. I was literally clogged with unclaimed money. So when you're feeling frustrated, look around and see what's holding up your goals rather than making up stories about why the universe doesn't like you. Go on a treasure hunt. Do you have more than one bank account with money sitting in it? You've probably got a million unused gift vouchers, which are pretty much like cash. If you have accrued leave entitlements at work, calculate the dollar value of that. Maybe some of your assets have increased in value, like your house, the value of your jewelry, or random collectibles. Go and collect all the money that's scattered throughout your car, your clothes, home and work desk. Trust me, you'll find a lot. You might even find a whole bunch of expired gift vouchers and Pampa certificates, but you'll learn from next time, gorgeous, and some places even let you redeem them anyway. Remember, this is all abundance that you let go to waste. Is it any wonder that the universe feels slow to deliver? The last time I asked my boot campers about unclaimed income, here are some of the things they told me they'd found that week. An unclaimed tax rebate of $90. Reminder on a post-it note to remortgage house, which saved $120 a month. A Costco refund of $120. A hair voucher worth $180. More than $13,000 in forgotten loans to family members. A loyalty card with free coffee ready to be claimed worth $3.50. Enough frequent flyer points for a free flight. $300 hidden in an old book. Seriously. Unclaimed scratch cards and lottery tickets. Coins from an old handbag. $83.45. Foreign currency in old travel wallets. $100. Fraud claim form for a bank refund for $100. A book of forgotten stamps worth $25. A forgotten and unclaimed rental security deposit of $1,000. Amazon credit of $15. Forgotten PayPal money, $53. And uncashed checks from clients, $850. Ooh, you're literally surrounded with money that's just sitting there, and the universe is saying, we've given it to you. Use it. Even people who are cynical about this eventually find something of value. Sometimes you have to do some belief decluttering in order for the money to unlock. For example, you might need to get rid of the belief that good things only happen to other people and never to you. It's so important to acknowledge and actually use every bit of cash and value that comes into your life. Here's why. Just imagine you have a goal of manifesting $5,000 every month, and you're getting frustrated because you're only hitting $3,000. So you're like, dude, where's my money? You start thinking that this law of attraction crap doesn't work for you, that you're a bad person and you're going to die a lonely and broke old maid. Thanks, Denise. But the universe is giving it to you if you pay close attention. Round up all of those hidden opportunities and I bet you hit your goal every time. Automate your positive feelings. I am the laziest person in the world. Seriously, my next book should be called Lazy Bitch because I always find the shortcut. things have to be really easy for me if they're going to stick. I rarely remember to take vitamins. Going to the gym is a drag for me, and I outsource everything because I can't be bothered doing it myself. In my book, Lucky Bitch, I shared that in my first telemarketing job, I refused to actually telemarket because it was so painful. We were given a giant list of people to call, but I made fewer than 10 cold calls in the 2 months that I worked there. Yet, I was the number two salesperson in the company and made great commission. How did that happen? I got bored making calls, and the odds of actually making a sale doing it that way were so low. It was the world's most demotivating job, but I needed the money. So one night, I tried an experiment. When everyone else went home at 9 p.m., I stayed an extra hour to see how many potential customers would call in wanting to sign up after hours. Turns out there were a lot. Normally they would hear an automated message asking them to call back within office hours, but these were motivated customers, and guess who was there to take the calls? Me. In time, this shortcut was enough to make me number two salesperson. Yes, I had to work an extra hour for free, but the commission made up for it. Plus, I didn't have to do the painful work of making cold calls during my work hours. And honestly, I kind of messed around during that time, but my bosses didn't care because the results were so impressive. So I'm a big fan of finding easy shortcuts for the law of attraction to work for you. One extremely easy and automatic way to keep your vibration high is to build your desires into your everyday environment. This is my single greatest manifesting tip. Because you don't have to think about it, there's absolutely no willpower or effort required. What are your passwords for your computer, your phone, and your online banking? Are they something completely random, or do they excite you every time you type them in? Typing them is something that you do anyway, each and every day, at least 10 times. So make them something like six figures, which was my laptop password for a year until I hit my goal. After that, it became seven figures. I honestly didn't believe I could hit $1 million in my business at first, but typing it in every day multiple times helped me to believe it. When I told my mastermind buddies my big goal for this year, they asked me what my plan was, and I said the first thing I'd do would be to change my password. And obviously, that isn't all I'll do, but it's a great start. So if you've hit your goal, don't forget to change your password. And what are you choosing for your bank account names? Some banks allow you to change the name of your account as it's displayed online. So you could have savings account or savings for house, but you could also change it to be anything. Rather than have an account called debt, why not name it You Can Be Financially Free account or your Hawaii holiday? My savings account is called Money Loves Me. Every time I put money in there, I'm reminded of my mantra, money loves me and takes care of me. My expenses and receipts folder in my email account is also called Money Loves Me. Who knows how often I'll actually see it, but it's there, casting a subtle subliminal spell. Every little bit helps. Set up automatic reminders in your phone with pop-up messages. There are apps where you can do this under your calendar or reminders and set them as recurring events. When I was writing my book proposal, I had, congratulations on selling 1 million copies of your book, your publishing success story. It popped up every day, which encouraged me to keep going. When we were looking for a new house, it was, $1 million beach house is yours. Yours could say, remember, you're beautiful, or way to go on breaking six figures this year. They'll pop up out of the blue, and when they do, take a second or two out of your day to think, hell yeah. It's getting into the feeling of these reminders being true that makes them so powerful. You can go crazy with these little messages, so they're infusing your conscious and subconscious mind every single day. Make it so that you literally can't go an hour without at least a small reminder of your goals. It will make a huge difference. Here are some of my best lazy manifesting tips. Listen to subliminal meditation CDs with messages about abundance and wealth as you work. Put post-its around the house with your goals written on them in the present tense. Read or listen to the autobiographies of wealthy women on your commute. Display your dream board where you can see it, maybe print it out on your computer or on your phone. Doodle pictures of your goals when you're on the phone or gaze at your dream board when you're on hold. Listen to motivational CDs in your car, so as soon as you turn on the ignition, you're immediately back in the zone. could laminate a goal list for your shower. Write your biggest goal in the shower steam each morning. I always draw hearts and dollar signs every day. Put your goal list on the back of the toilet door. You may as well use that time well. Keep a notebook in your purse so you can rewrite your goal list when you're in a waiting room. Sign up for Notes from the Universe at tut.com. Get my weekly newsletter at denisedt.com/newsletter. Use novelty money items like napkins printed with dollar bills. Keep $100 in your wallet and never spend it. Just look at it daily to make yourself feel abundant. Put a tiny goal list in the window portion of your wallet where you normally put your license. Get personalized number plates. Mine says Lucky B. Make a money-related playlist on iTunes. Watch TV shows about money and rich people. And if it triggers you, then that's great info to clear and release. And set up an automatic savings account so you have a rainy day fund. One of my favorite success tools is subliminal learning affirmations. I use them for everything: creativity, relaxation, self-love, and abundance. Subliminal means below the threshold, which means that the messages are just below your conscious perception, and they can activate specific regions of your brain without being consciously aware of it, but your unconscious mind still hears the message. Affirmations work beautifully, but you're not going to sit there for hours repeating them to yourself. Like, who has the time or the willpower? No, when you hear them recorded with beautiful music over the top, it's an excellent and lazy alternative that's much more practical for the average person. Listening to subliminal meditation tapes has definitely worked for me, so I think it's worth trying. Some people say that it works entirely because of a placebo effect, i.e. because you believe it will work, but that's fine by me. Remember, throw everything at it. I listened to my first subliminal meditation tape in high school when I was studying for my final exams, and it was one about having a good memory. And then I listened to one when I was writing my first book with messages about creativity. And then finally, I created my own, all about money, wealth, abundance, and success. My money boot campers get my special Money Mantras subliminal meditation as a free bonus, and even I was astounded about how well that worked. For this meditation, I recorded 1,111 mantras and affirmations about money and then put a soundtrack of relaxing beach sounds over the top. You can't actually hear the affirmations consciously unless you listen really, really, really hard, but the message goes into your subconscious in a powerful way. You can just play it in the background of whatever you're doing, even when you're asleep, just not while operating heavy machinery. No effort required. Within a few days of sending out to my boot camp peeps, I started to get all these random emails about crazy money manifestations. The point is, everything helps. If you want a free 5-minute version of the Money Mantras subliminal CD, you can claim yours in the bonus section at denisedt.com/rich. Will your goals into existence. When I was in the process of writing my first book, Lucky Bitch, I still wasn't confident in myself as an author. So I changed my email signature to Denise Duffield Thomas, coach and author. This might not seem like a big deal, but I didn't yet believe that I was a coach or an author. I felt like I was pretending by changing my signature. Then, as I wrote my book, I saw that signature every day, and it reminded me that I was definitely in the process of becoming an author, even though I had trouble telling people about it. Plus, even though I'd done my coach training, I wasn't really ready to claim being a coach either. That meant it was difficult for me to make money from coaching. It was a tiny little thing, but seeing that signature multiple times every day gave me confidence. Other people saw it and they believed I was both of those things. Their belief strengthened my own, which willed it into reality. After a few weeks, I changed my signature to Author of Lucky Bitch, which gave me the confidence to finish my first book. It helped me step into this energetic space where I was that person. Every time I saw it, I believed in myself just a tiny bit more. The same is true when you create account names for online forums or things like Twitter. Be aware of the energy you're putting out there. It's a bit of a pet hate of mine when people don't put their name on their accounts and instead use a nickname. Boot camper Chris Emery once used hashtag so highly strung as her Twitter name, but has since changed it to reflect her copywriting business name, Chris Edits. Much better energy, right? Good work, Chris. Seriously, though, you might be thinking, Denise, does all this stuff really make a difference? Are you going a bit overboard? No. Words have power. Everything has significance. Every action you take has significance to your self-worth and inevitably your net worth.